the Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journals, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible Girl too. Welcome to the podcast. This is the first podcast for 2017. And I'm happy to welcome in the new year. I have a bit of a cold, so I apologize if I sound a little rough this morning. I have been drinking lots of hot tea and trying to soldier on. I felt like today's topic for the podcast was important enough to go ahead and record it, even though my voice may not be at its best. We're going to talk about something that is so important to talk about at the beginning of a year. And I hope for those of you Bible girls who've set up some goals for the new year, that this will be a podcast that gives you some hope and direction as you try to accomplish all you feel God wants you to do in 2017. But before we jump into that, I just wanted to mention just a couple of quick things. First of all, the January scripture writing lists are available. They're out on social media. They're on the podcast page. If you go to BibleGirlPodcast.com, you can print those out. I changed them, the design, just slightly for the new year and for the traveler's notebook size and the full page size, which are two sizes we have available. I've included check boxes, so you can kind of check those off each day as you do them. That way, if you skip a day or two, you can come back later and know which ones that you didn't do if you wanted to do them at another time. So you want to make sure that you get those if you need them. There also is some stuff going on in our Facebook group, the Bible Girl Podcast Facebook group. We're going to be starting a study of Mark, where we're all kind of studying and sharing what God is teaching us, and that will start on Monday. The first post will go up. And also on that group, we're starting something that will, by the time you listen to this podcast, it will already be live, is we're going to have a prayer request post every month. And so if you would like to have us pray about something, you can post your request in that prayer request post in the comment section. And I will be praying for everyone who does that. And then in addition, I'm asking that those of you who are part of that group would check that feed every once in a while, pick a request and pray for it, and then just leave a little comment to that person there in the feed and just let them know, hey, I prayed for this and I hope God blesses you. So those are some things that are going on our Facebook group, so make sure you check that out. Remember, if you struggle with finding information, whether it's handouts or websites or links or things like that, always go to BibleGirlPodcast.com. I try to keep all of the current information and what we currently do on the right-hand side, and there's a lot of links. You can just click them and it takes you directly to what you're looking for. So hopefully that is a help to you, and I would encourage you to check that out if you haven't been to the page, because there's a lot of great stuff on there. Today we're giving a word for the new year. I know some of you come up with a word every year. I've had a theme for my year, which some years has been one word and other years has been a phrase. I've been doing that since college, so it's quite a maybe more years than I'd like to admit, but I've been doing that for quite some time, and I found that they never really work out the way I anticipated. God always has a different plan, and at the end of the year, I can say that that word has been worked through my life, and that changes in light of that have come to pass, but they've not always been the ones that I expected. God has a habit of surprising us. And so I hold those words loosely, but that's certainly a great thing to work on for the year. So I'm going to give you a word. Now, this word that we're going to talk about today is not necessarily needs to be your word for the year. It needs to be, in a lot of ways, a word for your life. So I don't know what kind of goals that you set up. Hopefully, I hope as my goal and my prayer is that you guys that are listening to me on this podcast are growing in your skills and learning to become a Bible girl yourself. And so hopefully you have some spiritual goals, some things that you would like to study or learn this year. Maybe you'd like to just keep up with the scripture writing, or maybe you have a devotional that you want to work your way through, or a book of the Bible, or maybe some of you are feeling very ambitious and you want to try to read through the whole Bible in a year. Whatever your spiritual goals are, today's topic is going to really help you put you in the right frame of mind to accomplish those goals. But it'll also work for any area of your life. If you have some goals regarding your health or your fitness or relationship goals, or maybe business goals, or maybe you want to start a blog, or maybe you want to have some kind of hobby that you want to learn, whatever it is, today's topic is going to help you as you tackle those goals this year. Because the truth is that planning can only take you so far. And that pains me to say it, because I'm a planner and I like to sit down with my notebooks and my pens and my colored pencils and my colored markers, and I like to make a plan. And I, of course, have to make it attractive. But once I have my plan, I set forth to execute it, and it doesn't take you long before you realize that planning is only part of the battle. And we also think that, you know, to be able to accomplish our goals, we need willpower. But willpower can only take you so far. Willpower is actually an exhaustible resource. We can use up so much of our willpower that we have none left to give. And so willpower can only take us so far. We can only achieve the goal part of the way if we're relying on willpower. Hustle can only take you so far. That's a big word in our culture today. There's lots of people that promote, you know, a life of hustle, getting out there and striving and working hard and getting up early and staying up late and just doing whatever it takes to succeed. But hustle can only take you so far. There's a certain part of success in life that is beyond your ability to manufacture. And so hustle, while important in certain things, and certainly something that we should not be lazy people, but hustle, it cannot be relied upon to get us to our goals. Also, your good intentions can only take you so far. And I feel like I don't even need this in here, because you probably already figured that out. The best intentions in the world are not going to mean you're going to get somewhere that you want to end up. We all have good intentions, but they're not going to get us to the finish line. And one thing that helps us a lot is encouragement from friends, but that can only take you so far too. People can't carry the burden for you. They can help you along the way. They can hold you up while you're carrying it, but there's only so much that a friend can do. And so none of these things ultimately are able on their own, or even in a group, to get you to the finish line of your goal. Because that's true, it makes it, getting things accomplished oftentimes seems to elude us. We strive for consistency. We strive for perfection. In fact, the more I talk to women in all kinds of roles in life and in all kinds of situations and circumstances, I realize that perfection, the striving for perfection, is something that we really struggle with. And it holds us back, because while we're trying to be perfect, we're focusing on the things that we can do. We're focusing on the planning and the willpower and the hustle and the good intentions and the encouragement. We're focusing on all those things instead of something else. And so our striving for perfection and for consistency often tends to do the opposite. What we want it to do is to make us succeed. But what it does actually is it sets us up for failure, because you are going to fail. Life doesn't run perfect. Things happen that you didn't predict. Life is messy. Curveballs come your way. And you can't plan for every contingency in life. And so you are going to miss sometimes. And you are going to face moments where maybe the goal seems a little dim, or maybe you think you picked the wrong goal. It's just kind of hard to push through. And so perfection is actually working against us in those situations. What we need more than consistency, which is the word I think we often focus on, is we need resiliency. And that's your word for the year and the word for your life. You need resiliency. That is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. It's a sort of internal and external toughness. It's a type of elasticity that allows something to bounce back quickly. Okay? It is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Guess what? I don't care how simple and easy and how doable you feel like your Bible reading plan is this year, you're going to hit a day when you don't get it done. Or you're going to hit a day where it seems like God is not speaking to you. Or you're going to hit a day where you read it, but you don't remember anything you read 5 minutes later. That's because that's how life is. Life is messy and it's confusing and it's complicated and there's a lot going on at the same time. And so as a result, what happens is because we can't do it perfectly, we give up. And I have spoken to women for years and I have given them my point of view on Bible reading plans and things like that is hold them loosely and don't allow the plan to become a rule that stops you in your tracks. If you are the kind of person that has to do it perfectly, then you more than anyone else needs to get the character of resiliency in your life, that ability to bounce back quickly. Because I think the worse a perfectionist you are, the harder it is to start back up again. And so because life is messy and because there's a lot going on and there's things outside of your control, you are going to fail in the day-to-day grind of many of the things that you plan to do. You are going to skip them. You're going to miss them. You're going to eat something you didn't want to eat that was not on your food plan. You're going to skip a day at the gym because it's raining and you don't feel like going out. You're not going to read your Bible because the dog and the kid both threw up at the same time and you've been running all day and there's not a second to spare. These things are going to happen to you. So you plan ahead of time by having an attitude of resiliency. Now, the reason that we don't become resilient, the reason that resiliency is not something that we do well, is because we fail to understand and accept the concept of grace. We believe, and I think even those who say they don't believe this, I think deep down inside in their subconscious, they are choosing to believe that I'm only as valuable or as worthy as the accomplishments I do. And so grace cannot be accepted because grace has nothing to do with what you do. It's what someone else has already done for you. And if you're only as valuable as what you do for yourself, then what someone is giving to you for free and doing in your stead cannot, in your mind, be good enough. But let me just remind you that as a child of God, you are the recipient of grace, new grace for each day. What's interesting about this is that we can't manufacture our own goodness. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, a very familiar verse, talks about how we can't take credit for what God has done. The grace we have received from Him for our salvation comes from Him. We can't take any credit. It's a gift. Titus chapter 3, verse 7 reminds us that He declares us righteous because of His grace, not because of any effort on our part. We are declared righteous because of the grace of God. Laws, rule-keeping, all of these things that we like to do to try to make us acceptable and to try to make us feel good about ourselves, these cannot bring us that feeling, that cannot bring us what we crave. Only Jesus can. This was the whole reason that Jesus had to come, was because we're incapable of living perfection ourselves. Romans 5:20 says that God's law was given so that all the people could see how sinful they were. But because people sin more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. They, as their ability to mess up became greater, God lavished more grace upon them. And it's the same situation with you. You're going to mess up in your reading plan. You're going to mess up on your diet plan. You're going to mess up on all of your New Year's resolutions because that's just how life is and that's what we do. What we need to become adept at is bouncing back and becoming resilient because our standing, our worth, is not dependent upon how well we do. It is dependent on how good God has already been to us. Sin is no longer your master. Romans 6:14 says that you do not live under the requirements of the law. You don't have to do everything perfectly to live well for God. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Hebrews 13, I love this verse. And, you know, in the early church, there was a lot of disputing over things. It seems strange to think of it because the modern day ideas of food and diet and stuff just seem to be so different from maybe what your grandparents thought about food. But in Hebrews and back in the times of the early church, there were just as many dietary laws, and many of them related to spiritual. You know, it wasn't just eat your vegetables because they're good for you, but it was don't eat this kind of thing because, you know, God doesn't like that, and you have to eat these kinds of things. And there was all these laws. And he says in Hebrews 13 verses 8 through 9, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not be distracted by strange new ideas. Your strength comes from God's grace, not from rules about food, which don't help those who follow them. He's saying that all of these things, these restrictions that you set up for yourself, are not ultimately what builds you into the person that God made you. His grace does that. His grace is responsible for that. It is what is there when we fail, and it is what helps us succeed. You know, God is a God of abundance. I don't know if you've ever been to an M&M store where you can buy all these different colored M&Ms, and they're in these canisters, these big tall canisters that go way up into the sky of the store, and you turn the lever and you have your little bag and you can go around and get your own colors. And every person I've ever seen or talked to that has done that has one thing. It comes out so fast, and you didn't mean to take 2 pounds of M&Ms, but they just came rushing out. And these big canisters that go way up into the ceiling of the store that are full of these M&Ms are just like lavishing M&Ms on you. I want you to think about that the next time you think that God doesn't have enough grace for what you've done. Remember that M&M machine where when you turn the lever, the M&Ms come gushing out the bottom, and they never seem to run dry. Imagine the M&M machine is way up in the sky and you just can't see it even where it ends, and it never runs out of M&Ms. The moment you turn the lever, the moment you pray and ask for God's grace, the moment you accept what he's done for you as covering you and as being your rescue, the moment you choose that, it's like it comes gushing out of the sky. In fact, James 4:6 says that God gives his grace generously. Ephesians 1:6-7 says, the glorious grace he has poured out on us. And I love verse 7. It says he is so rich in kindness and grace. He has so much of it that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son. Perfectionism says, I have to be perfect to be worthy. But grace says the perfection of Jesus made you worthy, and there's nothing else you need to do. So resilience says, I can bounce back from failure and struggle because I have unlimited grace from my Heavenly Father. So how do we build resilience into our lives? If resilience is so important for us, especially as we look at our goals and we move forward into a new year, how do we do this? Well, we do it in two ways, and both are equally important. The first one is that we view each failure as an opportunity to learn resilience. We build it in our lives by practicing it the same way we build everything else into our lives. The same way that you learn to crochet is because you practice it. The same way you learn to play the piano is because you practice it. The same way you learn to study your Bible is because you practice it. So it's the same way with resilience. Instead of looking at each failure as something that you can't possibly recover from or something that gets you off track, instead of getting 9 days of your reading plan in and just giving up, instead, we use that opportunity to build resilience, and we jump back in the very next day. We choose to bounce back quickly and start over again. And as you begin to do that, what will happen is that will become the default part of your brain. The more you are willing to just accept God's grace, get up the next day and try again, the more you're willing to do that, the easier it is to do that. You begin to train your brain that, you know what, we just get back up tomorrow and we start over again. It becomes easier the more you do it. But we can't just focus on training that resilience through our failures. We also have to view each success differently. We have to view it as a gift from God, something that God gave to you. It's not something that you earned. God does the work in us. If we continue on with that passage I was reading earlier in Hebrews chapter 13, the writer of Hebrews says that at the end of his book, he's talking about how he's giving lots of different little guidelines to them. And then he ends it with this blessing. And he says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen." Sometimes we get off track because we view our successes as something that we've accomplished. And so we check it off. Like, we did good today. We did a good job. And then the next day, if we fail, well, we get a frowny face on that day because we didn't quite accomplish it. Instead of viewing our failures as an opportunity to learn resilience and a chance to bounce back and get started again, and view our successes as something that is a gift from God. His grace and his strength has allowed us to succeed, has given us what we need to succeed. And if tomorrow we don't capitalize on that grace and that strength, and instead we fail, we know that we can bounce back because there's just as much grace for us on the days we fail, and maybe even more than the grace that is available to us on the days that we succeed. We need to change the way we view our failure and our success when it comes to our goals. And if we do so, you will build resiliency because you can get back up and start again tomorrow. Because none of it is dependent on you. It's just dependent on your willingness to be open to the Holy Spirit's work in your life. And each day when he prompts you to begin again, you can do so. I have a little manifesto for you for the year, a little Bible Girl manifesto. It's at the end of the show notes. If you would like to have a copy of this, make sure you download the show notes for this episode. At the very end, I'm going to read it to you. And I would encourage you to get a copy and maybe post it somewhere or read it out loud to yourself this year. The Bible Girl Manifesto says, "I choose to spend time daily in fellowship with God through reading his word and talking with him in prayer. I choose to live each day in the abundance of grace that God my Father has given to me. I choose to build resiliency into my life by starting over again quickly when I fail and by accepting success as a gift from God. I choose to encourage other Bible girls to accept God's grace and practice resiliency. I choose to trust that God is using both my failures and my success to make me more like Jesus. I choose to live a resilient life so that I can use my gifts and talents faithfully in the service of God and his mission in the world." One more thing before I go. You know, as women, we have a lot of expectations upon us, and we wear a lot of hats. And I think that there is nothing that is more noble or more good in us than the moments that we willingly encourage and come along beside other women. And guys, you know, we're all trying to accomplish something for God. We all want our lives to matter and to mean something. And there's somebody out there that needs your encouragement. There's a Bible girl out there who's struggling. She's going to mess up in a couple of weeks and she's going to feel like a failure. And I'm just asking you to be on the lookout for those people in your life, those people that need the reminder of the grace of God that's available for them. That grace that's there to help them when they fail, to bounce back again, and that's also there to help them succeed. I would encourage you to remember that there is a lot of grace in Christ. So make sure you share it. Spread the word. Tell people that they can find resiliency themselves as they begin to trust God and frame both their successes and their failures in a different light. I pray that 2017 is a year full of purpose and meaning and joy. And I encourage you to bounce back quickly and jump back into things when you fail And remember to praise God for all the good moments that He's going to bring along the way. God's going to do good things in 2017 in your life and mine, and I can't wait to see what comes next. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, listen to past episodes, sign up for my newsletter, or download show notes and scripture writing plans. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to download Bible study worksheets and get the latest podcast news. You can also talk with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's Jessie, J-E-S-S-I, L. Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.